One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, you've seen this type of video before.
Yeah, that's right. I am not retiring. Sorry, I know I've got gray in my beard and I look like I should be, but I'm sorry, you're stuck with me. But changes are coming. They've already been coming. And there's more on the way. You've seen the tone of this channel evolve with me and kind of match wherever I'm at. Silly, funny, lighthearted, goofy, very dark, very somber, very serious. And we're at a new place now. It's time for a new era. This channel has evolved so much since I first created it like 19 years ago. It started off as something where I would just upload random little clips. I think the first thing I uploaded was just literally me spinning in a chair. No goal. No idea what I was doing with it. And I didn't really start getting serious uploading on it until I left Smosh in 2017, and I still didn't know what I was doing. But then I slowly found this channel was such a good place to connect with people, to show that you can have a lighthearted conversation with people without judgment, to get to know them. You know, like this channel first started off interviewing people that were considered strange in society. Furries, for example. I think the Furries episode is when I first realized that, you know, even while people might seem strange from the outside, you get to know them and you see that there's so many reasons that they do the things that they do. And I realized I can relate so much to that. And I think that's why that video and why so many people connected with that episode. And then I changed the tone of the channel to match that. I think one of the most interesting parts about this channel is it made me not only realize that I like connecting with other people, but it also allowed me to start connecting with myself and healing a lot of suppressed emotions that I had been holding on to for a really long time. And you know, connecting, like reconnecting with people in my life that I thought I would never connect with again, you know, and then that led to reconnecting with Ian. And ultimately reconnecting with him led to us buying back Smosh, which you've heard a million times, so I won't get into that. But that is all very important to the story because I started to realize that there were so many elements there at Smosh that we were doing that I wanted to bring in over here on this channel. That's why you've seen so many of the Smosh cast make appearances on this channel, interviewing people for assumptions or maybe some new shows coming up in the future. You've seen some very comedic takes on that, like assumptions with The Chosen. You've seen them hosting some one-on-one interviews like with Linus Tech Tips and King Pixels, which were amazing. And all of this is a taste of where this channel is going. And I'm most excited about the fact that the channel is now going to evolve with this Smosh-centric flair to it, a little bit more lighthearted, a little bit more fun, but still very much so about the connection, the human connection between people. And a lot of those moments are still funny. When I think back to my favorite interviews that I've done on this channel, they all have this lighthearted sense of humor in there, this kind of silliness. So even when we get into those serious discussions, there's still like a sense of playfulness or, you know, just like a connection that you might have with a friend. And that's what I'm really excited about, is honing in on that in this new era with a little bit more of that Smosh tone. So what I've been doing behind the scenes, while you've been seeing so many new faces here in front of the camera, is reconnecting with that part of me that loves overseeing big projects and contributing myself creatively to these overall bigger picture ideas. So with all that said, the thing that I am most excited to announce in this video, press a like, is officially part of Smosh. So I've seen you in the comments speculating, trying to figure out what's going on with this channel. This is it. It's part of Smosh now, just like so many of you already had guessed. So we've got a lot of new stuff in the works, so that means that you can expect new shows with familiar faces from Smosh. And in terms of the shows that you already love on this channel, you're gonna keep seeing them too.
Hello,
Tony. Howie Mandel.
Brittany Broski.
Hello, Schlatt.
Ah! Open those f***ing eyes! Open
them! I'm blind already. This is so scary here. Holy shit. No, hit him.
I'm sorry.
It sounds bad, but it feels good.
I am not getting out of there.
1,000 characters!
I am so glad I don't have to do character impersonation. I suck at those.
All right, man, let's do this. Let's get this done. Woo!
Yeah, it's just the middle of the interview. Everyone's kind of getting hungry, enjoying a afternoon snack.
Do you think that you're like a little jokester or something? Do you think that like you're like a little funny guy?
Why?
So why don't we start with some assumptions, guys? There's a lot of them.
You know, I'm just trying to get pegged. Have you ever like taken a shit before? Like, I'm sure it's gonna feel good.
You may not believe this, but I'm something of a weeb.
Oh no, not a weeb.
That is so gross.
Hubba hubba.
Come on, thing.
Do us some of that shit.
Chosen has a crit spot.
The critterus? The crit's not real. I'm confident in saying that.
Tease. Teasing teased. Teaser? Leaked even?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.